So just relaxing into this moment of fullness together. Soften your body, close your eyes. Take a few breaths, nice and slowly, in and out. And know that even though we may part physically, that the energetic connections to this land and the places we've visited and to this soul family has always been there and will always be there. And the love that awakens in each one of us as we are willing to go more and more deeply into our own hearts, into our own lineage, into our ancestry, in these ancient places, and the places we step when we leave this room. And the invitation from Spirit is to allow that love to continue to blossom, starting within your own heart, for yourself, with yourself, that beautiful primary soul relationship that you have with this light being that you get to be in this lifetime, that you get to share with all of us, that the love and the honoring from our ancestors, some of whom we are, is with us, in us, follows us, speaks with us from that deepest place of love in our hearts.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is channel number 8. It's message 8. And if you believe in the sacred things that we have discussed for many years, you'll start to understand that there are messages within patterns and within numbers. Someday, when you get to the point in science where quantum energy can be seen, it will have patterns. And the patterns will be ones you have not seen before, but that are sacred geometry. Physics is filled with God. 8 in Tibetan numerology means abundance. It is one of the special numbers that is a message. And it includes not just abundance, but responsibility. So you might say the definition of 8 would be responsibility and abundance. I started all of this in message number 1 with the hero's journey. And we talked about the similarities of the stories that are so beloved, all the way from the Greeks and before to the ones you have today. And those similarities are extremely striking in this, the intuitive journey that humans want to go on. They want to read about them. They want them in their media. They want them in their films. They want them in their imaginations. And again, what every single one of them has in common is first the courage to go on the journey. Instead of simply sitting and saying, someone else, they'll do it. Someone else will do it. And they pick themselves up and they go on the journey and they gather those who will come with them who feel the same. And every single one of the stories that we talked about in message number 1 have the same attributes. And these attributes are actually the same ones as humanity has in their journey through 2012. Did you notice in every single hero story, in every journey, in every one, there was some kind of magic? Whether it was in this land, Merlin, or in the case of Jason, he had it. We talked about the hero story in Star Wars. He had it. We talked about Frodo and Lord of the Rings. He had his wizard. And then Harry Potter did too. It seems that magic, or what seems as magic, is one of the ingredients in the hero's journey. You expect it. You want it there. And there are those who would say, well, in the evolution of humanity's hero's journey, where is the magic? And here's what I want to tell you, dear ones. This is what you're discovering. You're just starting to realize that inside you are the ability to do things that heretofore have been considered magic. It is inbred in all of you. And it is part of that which will be the new evolution of humanity. And we've spoken of that before as well. But an evolution that starts being able to tap into what some of you have even called the innate. Tapping into what some of you have even called the higher self. What would happen if normal humanity was able to intuit to the degree that they knew what was coming? That they had intuition and guidance to know how to proceed the best way, that systems would change and that new systems they'd never thought of would be here. Systems that would be compassionate systems where everybody would win. Imagine a corporation selling products. Everybody wins. Putting thousands of people to work and you find benevolence everywhere. Imagine a government where the benevolence is considered to be the golden rule and compassion is considered to be something that is beautiful and looked for. Right now, dear ones, you're looking at the oldest energies that the earth has ever seen, and it's still here, but it's beginning to shift. And those old energies would be that of ego-driven systems, greed-driven systems, one where there's no caring at all about any other human being at all, where killing is still that which you can do and feel nothing. And that has been the way of it. And humanity has participated in that right here. War after war after war. The last great war ending here, truly, with the hero's journey of the Battle of Britain. And you know it well. I'm in London. Against all odds, this took place. And I'm telling you that against all odds, human nature, intuition, and human nature itself will start moving toward a benevolent nature, transparency, compassion, and a new rule set of what works for humans with each other and what doesn't. My partner was answering a question about the Palestinians and the Israelis and saying it's going to take a new breed, a younger leadership on both sides in secret meetings that will face off and say we are tired of what we have. Wipe the slate clean of who did what to whom and when. Let's start again and make it work. Can you imagine a human nature that would do that? That would say, history, go away. We are starting over. It doesn't matter who used to own this or that. How can we now share in a way that makes sense without the history coming in and weighing like it does now and saying, well, yeah, but you did this, and yeah, but you did this? That is a change in everything. And when you start to see that, dear ones, you're at the end of the hero's journey of an old energy. You've slayed the dragons, you've come out with the magic, and another journey begins, a journey into light. And the hero's journey continues and continues, for there's always a horizon you want to go toward that you've never had before. And you'll have the magic as well. You've been to many power places. You've felt many things. For those of you who don't necessarily feel things now, it happens later in retrospect. It happens with every single human in a different way. Some will have immediate reactions and tears just by feeling the ancestors in certain places. And others will feel nothing. Then they'll go home and they'll start remembering the trip and remembering who were those they were with. And it'll come later. And it may not come in tears, but appreciation, peace, a feeling that said, yes, I feel it, that was good. And it pushes you to greater things. Always pushing, old soul. There's no accident that any of you are here. Even if you don't listen to channels regularly, I will tell you, you're here to meet others, to see things, to hear things beyond just the history of the area. This area is powerful with ancestral and ancient celestial information from ancestors. And this is what is most felt. We've even told you about the patterns in the grass. There's magic. We've even told you that the patterns are not stamped, but pulled downward from the crystalline grid, and even the energy of the ancestors themselves giving you messages within messages with patterns. A place that does that, you know it's powerful here. You know it is. Whether you think you feel it, you're going to go home with things you didn't expect if you're open to it with the free choice you have. An old soul is an old soul because they've had a journey on this planet for civilization after civilization. At some level, you can look backwards and you say, I've been there and I've done that, and know that. You're not a newcomer to the planet. You know how things work. You may just feel, well, you're aware of how people think, and you're good at what you do because of it. Dear ones, let me tell you, that is not automatic when you get here. You've had to go through learning after learning after learning to have an intuition that knows how people think. And when you finally come to that conclusion that you're an old soul, the next thing is, what can I do with what I know in this new energy? And then you begin to realize you're the hero. You've come through lifetime after lifetime. You've even used some magic. And some of you have been burned for it. But the magic is still the same. It's the same thing. There's healing inside. Gaia has sentient. Gaia has an attitude of benevolence and beauty. Gaia is part of God and needs to be considered in all things you do that are appreciation of God. Whether you call it worship or not, you cannot leave it out. The messages of the ancestors today are telling you that, but now they're getting through. And they're getting through because the old soul is starting to have a veil that's lifting and is hearing it in so many ways. At home, how you treat others, how you treat those at work, how you treat your children. It's different than it used to be. And at the same time, how you have peace over what is happening in your own body, no matter what the doctors tell you. I've just talked to several people here, haven't I? Is it possible that your chemistry can heal better than anything a doctor can do? God bless the doctors, but your body is better than all of them. And if that's the case, this would be ancient information pouring at you from the ancestors. Talk to your cellular structure. It'll tell you what to do, what not to do, what to eat, what not to eat for you, specifically for you. Based upon your Akashic record, where you've been, what you've done before, and what satisfies you now. Healing is yours. But you have to cognize it. That means you have to understand it and believe it. It's a new energy. And the magic that you have, old soul, is that which you believe is part of you today. Are you or are you not part of the creation from a creative source that is love? Are you or are you not? And if you say you're not, then you're just like the bison in the field. That means you have no connection to Gaia. You're just an animal. And I don't think there is one old soul who believes that for a moment. Instead, there are shades of understanding. Well, I want to believe it. I know it's true at some level, but I don't feel it right now. And all of those things are fine because you've just given intent to start a journey. If you don't feel that way, or perhaps you're not aware of that which is inside, I ask the next question: do you want to be? And if the answer is yes, it's so simple. There's no stairs to climb. There's no suffering to be done. There's nobody to report to. There's nobody to call. Because you've got a direct connection to the Creator, and your cellular structure is on target and listening and ready. What comes out of your mouth is what it will believe. If you give intent to want to know more, I want to feel it. I want to know more. It starts by itself simply because intent is the key. Especially today, in a changing energy with an old soul. You're the graduate. You're the hope of the planet in this lifetime and the next one and the next one. I've said this so many times before. For those of you who don't think you're coming back, how would you feel if you came back fresh, new, young, with a knowledge you'd never make the same mistakes you made this time? Would it make a difference? And the answer is, oh, yeah. Well, that is what it's going to be. We need you. We need you now to relax and understand that light is something you generate with every step. With every step. Light is not singular. Light broadcasts from you in so many dimensions. It's how love can be felt with two people around the planet, no matter how far they are. They know they're thinking about one another because love has no distance. If you send light to your neighbor, you send it everywhere. If your life is light, it goes everywhere. That is how the old soul begins to change the planet. You've had a journey together for days now. You've had a camaraderie for days now. What if an earth that really doesn't know each other could get together like you have, so that over a period of time, you would know each other better and relax and talk things out, so that the future would be filled with those souls who will never go to war again because they know each other. That is the hope of the old soul, the reason Kryon is here, And the reason this message will always be the same. It's not about if it's going to happen, it's about when and how fast. With your intent and free choice, it's unstoppable. You're already seeing it on your news, dear ones. The good and the bad. The reactions are there. The old energy is there. And there'll be less of it in time. Do not be alarmed or put aside or asunder by things that you see are black and dark, because that's exactly what they want you to do, is to fear it. Instead, understand it's part of shift and change, and that light will win, because it's coming from you. Thank you for this journey, for listening to these messages, because now you're abundant in love and knowledge, in wisdom, in duration. I'm in love with humanity because of those like you. And so it is.